Fuses in. Wires out. We tried the horn. Cover your ears, Mark.
Dad, the horn is blinding me.
Just a crossed wire, son.
That's what I was going to say on your tombstone. It's just a crossed wire. We've got to get in the kitchen and start making those cupcakes for the school carnival.
Honey, there's one thing you know about men. We don't make cupcakes.
Come on, you promised me that you'd help me.
Another thing you should know about men, we lie.
Tim, I have thousands of those things to make. I can't believe that you're not going to pitch in and help with this carnival.
I did pitch in. Don't forget about my Stump the Tool Man booth.
How could I forget? Last year you kept getting stumped by that 12-year-old. Did you get the cardboard cutouts for the photo booth?
Yeah, right over here. This is for the men. Maria! Maria! I can't itch my own back! And for the women? Hi.
It's lovely, Tim. Her thumb is on the wrong side of her right hand and she has no left arm.
I didn't even notice that she had any arms.
What you look like we're doing.
I got winners.
How was your first? I've got winners.
There's no way we're playing you. You stink. You stink even worse than Dad.
Hey, a little respect. I stink the most. Besides, I've seen Mark play. He could beat you guys.
No way. Gotcha.
How about a little wager? If Mark beats the winner, you both clean the basement. If you can beat him, the movie's all afternoon on me. Well?
I accept the challenge.
All right.
Have a seat.
One game, winner take all. You guys got your jack straps on?
All right, here we go. One, two, three, go!
Go, go.
Hit what it. Are you doing?
Win!
Oh, when you guys down there clean that basement, don't touch those hot rod magazines. That's your inheritance.
How could you let him beat you? I was overconfident. I'm used to playing Dad.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. I just heard the most depressing story.
I suppose you're going to want to share it with me.
Yes, I am. You know, I've been researching that article on plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I just interviewed a woman who bought herself a whole new body because her husband left her for a younger woman. They were married 12 years, had 4 kids.
She made a big mistake.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah. Had she had this surgery some time ago, she could have saved the marriage.
You've come a long way, Tim.
Listen, Jill, after 12 years of marriage and all those kids, women tend to let themselves go, you know, spread out. Most men aren't as forgiving as I am.
Excuse me, did you say that you have forgiven me for letting myself go?
No, that's not what I said.
That is exactly what you said.
Well, I didn't mean that.
What did you mean?
I mean, those Tigers have a shot at the pennant with good pitching this year.
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Ben for Tools is proud to present Tim, the Tool Man Taylor.
Thank you, Heidi. And welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim, the Tool Man Taylor, and you all know my assistant Al, Table for One, Borland.
Need I remind you that I now have a significant other?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Al Table for Two, Borland.
Thank you.
But if his mom's dining with him, it's Al Table for Seven, Borland. Al, where's the salad bar? We're going to show you how to refinish a table today. We'll start by showing the steps necessary using these three tables, all of which we bought for $3 at a garage sale.
Actually, I bought them, and you haven't reimbursed me yet.
Before we refinish, let's decide what kind of wood we're dealing with. For that, simple pad underneath will tell you whether to deal with raw wood or old chewing gum. Al can actually determine what flavor it is just by tasting it. Take a try.
I don't think so, Tim. Now, the underside of this table has been painted, so, Marv, if you want to come down here, what we're going to do is chip away a little bit of the paint there, find out what we're dealing with. It's maple, one of my favorite types of wood.
Yeah, and syrup.
All right, so next step, after you've identified the type of wood, is stripping the wood. Now, obviously, we've stripped this side. We used Insta-Strip by Binford.
Right. After you finish stripping, you want to acknowledge your applause and gather up your clothes and head back to your trailer.
All right, now we're ready for sanding. Now, in this case, you want to use Binford 6100 Palm Sander.
If you don't actually own a palm sander, you can use a sanding attachment to any Binford drill.
We don't want to use an attachment on fine furniture because it'll leave unsightly swirl marks.
Says who?
Everybody.
Oh, and you listen to what everybody says?
Unless it's you.
I'll show you, Al. I'll prove it to you. Heidi, my super sander, please.
Here you go, Tim.
Thank you.
Before you sand this table, will you reimburse me?
Now all we need is a square peg. Al, hop in.
Whoa. Check out this babe on Dad's Hot Rod magazine.
Whoa. One question. Who looks on a car in a bikini and high heels?
I do. Unless I'm working under the car, then I go with a halter top and flats. You guys are supposed to be working on the basement, not gawking at my car magazines.
Dad, we've been working all morning. We needed a babe break.
Don't call her that. She's got a name. Oh. That's Miss Dual Exhaust, 1984. Get back to work, guys. Let me do the gawking, all right?
Well, you're allowed to gawk, aren't you, Dad?
I don't gawk. I've got all the babe I need right upstairs.
Does Mom know about her?
All right, wise guy, come over here and look at these. Who's that?
Whoa. She's a babe.
She's your mom.
I just called my mom a babe.
There's a good-looking guy next to her in this picture.
That would be not me.
There's a lot of not using this box, Dad.
The important thing is I'm with her now, Beanhead.
Why would Mom pick you out of all these good-looking guys?
I was good-looking as these guys once.
You had to be better-looking than that geek.
I think that geek's pretty good-looking, actually.
The geek is Dad.
This is what Tim picked for the carnival.
That figures. That's what all men want.
Oh, no, not Al.
Al, too. The last time we went miniature golfing, there was a woman ahead of us wearing a skin-tight T-shirt. It's the only time I've ever seen Al go 28 over par.
I'm so disillusioned.
All right, let me try. I bet you those aren't even real.
Well, they're a lot more real than some of the ones I've been seeing lately.
Excuse me?
Oh, I'm doing research for that article on plastic surgery. You know what? I even have this computer program that shows you how you can change your appearance. You got to see this.
Ooh.
You can change your lips, your butt, your thighs, your waist, just about anything. Here, let me. Yeah, well. Okay, watch this.
That's amazing.
Now, watch this. If you press B, your breasts just get bigger and more torpedo-like.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Are you saying you think I'd look good like that?
No, it was a general wow.
General wow.
The famous Chinese military guy, General Wow.
Wait a minute. You just saw that picture of me and said wow with your tongue hanging out.
I did not. You can't say wow with your tongue hanging out. Wow.
I guess this would be a good time for me to be going. Bye, Tim.
Well, bye. Oh.
Thank you so much for helping me with all the cupcakes.
Hey, I love cupcakes. Big, ample cupcakes. Jill, you gotta see this. Now I know why they call it the boob tube. Look at this.
Tim, what are you doing?
We're just playing around with it,
Dave. They look like hot air balloons. You could travel around the world with them.
Look out, honey, they're gonna blow!
Could you be any more obnoxious?
Is that a request? I'm just playing with a thing.
Tim, there are women whose self-esteem is so low that they're actually doing this to their bodies.
It is horrible. Sorry. Now, how would I make your butt a little small? Maybe I'll just sleep down here tonight. I thought you were done with your research. Why is the computer hooked up?
Come over here. I want you to see something.
Hey, there's a good-looking guy.
Here. Take this keyboard and show me what you think is my ideal Tim.
Sounds like fun. What do I got to do?
Oh, you hit D for delts, B for biceps, W for waist, P for pecs.
Yeah. You sure P is for pecs?
Just press the P.
There we go, the Timinator.
You are so far off. Let me show you my ideal Tim.
That's it?
Yeah. Tim, it's you that I find sexy. And whatever changes that you go through, I'm going to find those sexy too. Even if you look like this.
Yikes.
Or this. Okay. Now, I've told you how I feel. I want to know how you feel. Do you want me to look the way that I look now, or would you like me to get my tummy tucked and my face lifted and breasts enlarged?
the way you are now.
Thank you.
Hey, just out of curiosity, what would the other version cost us? The whole package out the door. Maybe I should just live down here. Something burning out here, Wilson?
No need to be alarmed, Tim. I'm just smoking a fish.
Regular or menthol?
No, Tim. I'm curing an Alaskan salmon. My only concern is what wine to have it with.
Love to help you, but I got a concern of my own. It started with me turning Jill's breasts into hot air balloons. I'm getting kind of excited about it.
Well, Tim, I think you finally found a problem that's out of my realm of expertise.
Oh, you don't understand. She had this computer simulation that showed some cosmetic surgeon's alterations to her body. It reminded me of when she was young, when I first met her. Mm-hmm. And I kind of liked it. Then, like a bonehead, I asked what it would cost to overhaul her whole body.
Whoa, major faux pas.
Major faux pas? Was he in the same campaign as General Wow?
Well, Tim, I'm not familiar with General Wow, but your situation reminds me of the naked ape.
Oh, yeah.
That is the one exactly, Tim. You see, the naked ape is a book which theorizes that men like apes are instinctively drawn to younger, more fertile women in order to propagate the species.
What's Mrs. Naked Ape attracted to?
Well, unlike the male of the species, her instinct is to be attracted to someone who's older and more experienced, someone with more wisdom, sensitivity.
Wait a minute. What you're saying is if I explained to Jill it was just my instincts talking, I'd be off the hook.
No, Jim. What I'm trying to say is you have to learn to understand your instincts, and then you won't be on the hook in the first place.
Oh, yeah, sure, I'd be good.
Yesterday, we told you how to take an old beat-up table and turn it into fine furniture.
Unfortunately, Tim turned it into less valuable sawdust.
Luckily, Al was able to buy us a new table.
I did not buy this table.
But don't be too surprised if it shows up in your credit card bill. A lot of us have tables like this around the house. A little beat up, nicks, scratches, stains all over it.
That's right. So what you want to do is sand it down with a normal size sander. Refinish it, you'll have yourself a brand new table.
I can't do this to this table. Mm-mm.
It's all right, Tim, I'll do it.
No. I am surprised and shocked that you're so superficial.
What are you talking about? You're superficial.
Maybe on the surface. Tool time isn't just about home improvement, it's also about male improvement. You see, man by nature is just a naked ape chain-smoking salmon. And our instincts would be to make this table new, make it look new with plastic filler and all the nicks. What we should do is learn to appreciate the natural beauty inherent in this wood. And over the years, it's become nothing but deeper, richer, and warmer. And more interesting.
What are you saying, Tim?
I'm saying this table is perfect the way it is.
So our project today is to stand here and stare at this table.
No. We could pour oil on it, rub it affectionately, and show the table how we love it. Rub with me, Al.
Goodbye.
Checkmate.
Goodbye. The dustpan, the broom, and the closet. You know where the attic is.
Oh, man.
You guys keep losing the mark. We'll have this whole house cleaned up.
Dad, you want to play chess?
You do not want to play your old man in chess.
Why not?
Because I don't know how to play chess.
I'll open play with my computer.
OK. Okay. Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you watch Tool Time today?
No.
It's too bad. We had a table on that kind of reminded me of you.
Why? Was it big, flat, old, and dented?
Yeah. It was quite lovely. And its warmth and color and character made it even more beautiful than when it was new. Al wanted to refinish it. Boy, I really, really liked that table just the way it was.
Oh, Tim, it's gorgeous.
Just like you. It expands in the middle. Not like you. It has extra leaves, so if you have company.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you said you wanted one of these for a long time.
No, I don't mean just thank you for the table. I mean, thank you for listening and understanding what I was saying.
That's not all. I had one of the computer guys down at work help me with that program of yours. Watch this.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. Come on. Sit down. Let's see. If I remember, this is us.
That's us?
That's us in 2446.
So we're like, what, 400 some years old?
450 years old. That's why we're not moving. The point is, no matter how paunchy or wrinkly we get, we're still going to be together and love each other.
So I guess that just proves that love is blind.
And there's good news. Our 425-year-old kids have finally left the house. So we can just sit around naked all day.
No, that is a pretty picture. Two wrinkled up old prunes just lying around together.
Come on, make your move.
I'm working at it.
If chess is too hard for you, you could go back to tic-tac-toe.
I'm thinking.
Dad, you've been thinking for a half an hour.
That's a record for your father.
Eat my dust.
Checkmate.
Dust my house.
We're going to show you the process on these other two tables that we all bought for $5 at a garage sale.
Actually, I bought them, Tim. You haven't reversed me yet.
If chess is too hard for you, you could go back to tic-tac-toe.